I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bazzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like David Duchovny, Jeff Goldblum, and Kristen Wiig.
We're doing all the dessert.
We'll just skip right to it.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bazzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, the animals are already speaking. They're gathering in Chicago for the DNC convention, and we'll talk a bit more about that and Dome's policy positions or lack thereof and media-created momentum and emails and all kinds of things. And yes, I'm going to get back to the negative side of the street animals causing problems for the elite animals, but you know what time it is. It's Monday. Start of the second hour on Monday, and that means it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Every Monday, we do the exact same thing. We grab a Medal of Honor citation, and we read it. We accept emailed recommendations if you have ones you like or any relation to you, family, friend, whatever. There's a long backlog, so if you send one and we don't read it, maybe we didn't feel like it, or maybe it's been a while, but remember, you can email love, hate, death threats and these suggestions to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We got an email for this guy. Dear Jesse, please consider reading Vito Bertoldo's Medal of Honor citation. For a little background, Vito's mother died when he was young. While his father was unable to care for the children as he was working all day, Vito was sent to an orphanage. When the war started, Master Sergeant Bertoldo was designated 4F upon enlistment. His eyesight was poor, he suffered from chronic headaches, and he was very skinny. Like so many young men at the time, he felt obligated to serve his country, so he was eventually assigned to kitchen patrol and was a cook in the army. Before long, many soldiers were lost in the war and the military was getting desperate, so they offered active combat duty to any soldier who wanted it, and Master Sergeant Bertoldo jumped at the chance. And without further ado, let's read the Medal of Honor citation for a one Vito R. Bertoldo.
Ready, aim,
fire. Honoring those who went above and beyond, it's Medal of Honor Monday.
He fought with extreme gallantry while guarding two command posts against the assault of powerful infantry and armored forces, which had overrun the battalion's main line of resistance. On the close approach of the enemy soldiers, he left the protection of the building he defended and set up his gun in the street, there to remain for almost 12 hours, driving back attacks while in full view of his adversaries and completely exposed to 88mm machine gun and small arms fire. He moved back inside the command post, strapped his machine gun to a table, and covered the main approach to the building by firing through a window. remaining steadfast even in the face of 88-millimeter fire from tanks only 75 yards away. One shell blasted across the room, but he returned to, or blasted him across the room, but he returned to his weapon. When the two enemy personnel carriers, led by a tank, moved toward his position, he calmly waited for the troops to dismount, and then, with the tank firing directly at him, he leaned out the window and mowed down the entire group of more than 20 Germans. Sometime later, removal of the command post to another building was ordered. Master Sergeant Bertoldo voluntarily remained behind, covering with the withdrawal of his comrades and maintaining his stand all night. In the morning, he carried his machine gun to an adjacent building used as the command post of another battalion and began a day-long defense of that position. He broke up a heavy attack launched by a self-propelled 88-millimeter gun covered by a tank and about 15 infantrymen. Soon afterward, another 88-millimeter weapon moved up to within a few feet of his position and, placing the muzzle of its gun almost inside the building, fired into the room, knocking him down and seriously wounding others. An American bazooka team set the German weapon afire, and Master Sergeant Bertoldo went back to his machine gun, dazed as he was, and killed several of the hostile troops as they attempted to withdraw. It was decided to evacuate the command post under the cover of darkness, but before the plan could be put into operation, the enemy began an intensive assault supported by fire from their tanks and heavy guns. Disregarding the devastating barrage, he remained at his post and hurled white phosphorus grenades into the advancing enemy troops until they broke and retreated. He's still going. I'm not done, by the way. A tank less than 50 yards away fired at his stronghold, destroyed the machine gun, and blew him across the room again. But he once more returned to the bitter fight with a rifle, single-handedly covered the withdrawal of his fellow soldiers when the post was finally abandoned. With inspiring bravery and intrepidity, Master Sergeant Bertoldo withstood the attack of vastly superior forces for more than 48 hours without rest or relief, time after time escaping death only by the slightest margin while killing at least 40 hostile soldiers and wounding many more during his grim battle against the enemy hordes. My word. Dude was scrawny, sickly, half blind, but he was born to kill Germans. And that's what he did. He was born, he woke up that morning and all he wanted to do was kill Germans and chew bubble gum. And he was fresh out of bubble gum. 48 hours of death. They kept blowing the poor guy across the room. And you know what's wild is how different these Medal of Honor citations read now that I'm getting older. And I know I'm not an old man. I just like to joke like that. But I am getting older. I'm 43. And look, I'm going to level with you right now. I tweaked my back this morning. And I tweaked it by, I had a glass of water by my bed. I got up in the morning and it was a full glass of water. Full glass of water. It was on the bedside table. And I'm reaching to grab something off the stand. And I don't do this. I'm not a spiller, but I lost a handle on what I was picking up off. It was my phone. I lost the handle on my phone. And so I kind of dropped it and I went to grab it. Going to grab it, I accidentally hit my glass of water. Of course, half the water in the cup lands immediately on my bed. The other half goes right to the floor. Everything's falling around me, and I'm trying to catch everything. I tweaked my back a little bit. Bertoldo kept getting blown across the room by an 88-millimeter machine gun and just running back to his weapon to kill more people. Gosh, that is amazing. It's, you know what? Some of us need chalk, and some of us don't. Okay, there are, I've said before to you that every man, 20 years old, 90 years old, every man should be taking a male vitality stack from chalk. You have to maintain and increase your testosterone levels. T levels are in free fall. Every man needs more of it. I should probably start adding a disclaimer on there. If you're Master Sergeant Bertoldo, I don't care if you're 190. I don't even know if this guy's still alive. I actually am asking that you don't take any chalk at all. I'm worried that this kind of human being, if he gets a 20% increase in his T levels, he may start a war just so he can kill more people. I don't know. You, however, need T. I need T. Every dude does. And we drink estrogen. CHOQ.com. Chuck.com. Promo code Jesse. Go get a male vitality stack. I love it. Now, I have to finish my thought from a little bit ago about, you know, I was talking about the good. There's good that comes with the fact that Democrats can't hire staffers who aren't subversive little commies. John Fetterman's own communications director is undermining him to the media and putting her name on it. It's amazing. I just can't believe this. She put her name on. Carrie Adams is her name. Yeah. His international views are a lot less nuanced than mine. Anyway, so that's the good news. The good news is it is now and will continue to create nightmares for Democrats. Democrats across the country, they're nervous about this convention week. You know, Republican politicians, Republican just supporters, everyone was excited about the Republican convention because it was just happy and fun and there was no violence and nothing. It was just fun. It was a great time. But Democrats, they're all nervous about just how bad it's going to be this week with the street animals. Businesses in Chicago are boarding up their windows and doors in anticipation of Democrats coming to town. That's how horrible and sick this party has become. But there is bad news. And the bad news is this. This is long-term bad news, but the bad news is this. On a long enough timeline, if your base, if the majority of your base is going in any one direction, it doesn't matter whether it's Republican base, Democrat base, and it doesn't matter what the direction is. If 65% of young Republicans came out in favor of killing puppies, just anytime you see a puppy, you kill it. Obviously, that would be rejected by Republican politicians and it would be shunned. But age and demographics don't lie. If 65, 70% of young Republicans wanted that, that would end up being Republican Party policy. 65% of Democrats love Hamas. You can cheer because this creates problems for Democrat politicians, but the truth is this. That's the way they're going. The Nancy Pelosi's of the world, she's farting dust. She ain't going to be around forever. Fetterman was almost gone last year. These people are going to be gone soon, and these animals on the streets, they'll be the new Democrat Party. Speaking of that Democrat Party, let's discuss some of these positions, shall we? Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show coming off a Medal of Honor Monday segment. Remember, if you missed that or any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Yeah, Chris said that's one tough line cook. I'll tell you, that is something that hits me a lot about past generations from the Civil War, Revolutionary War. You read a lot about this in World War II, is how anxious so many young men were to be in the fight and fight the fight and put themselves in harm's way. And I want to be clear that that is not something that's gone at all. There are all kinds of tough young men out there today who still do that, are doing that. How many Army Rangers, how many Marine grunts are listening to the sound of my voice? There are a lot of guys out there who are still willing to do that. But the percentages are so much lower than they used to be. That's kind of what it really hits me. And, you know, this guy, that's the thing. They made him a cook. He only chose to become a cook because that was the only way he could get anywhere close to combat. And think about how horrible combat is. And you're dying and your friends are dying and the blood and the misery and everything else. And young men were dying to get into combat. Yeah, just make me a cook. Just put me somewhere in the vicinity so I can serve my country. Gosh, that's amazing. All right. So I want you to picture this. I want you to picture that I just bought you a new home, brand new home. You've never seen the inside of it. You don't know anything about it. Okay. And I take you up to your house, your new house, the one I just bought you, and you start to open up the front door for the very first time. You're going to see your new home for the first time. And the second you crack the door, you hear screams and cries of pain from inside. And the door's only open a couple inches, but some blood starts trickling out from inside the house. And then you quickly slam the door. That's what it's been like getting a small glimpse of the next policy positions of the next Democrat administration, whenever it is. They're doing the best they can to hide all of these things. You know, she's not going to run on this. She's not going to run on that. This Democrat congresswoman said this about Dome. Quote, she doesn't need to negotiate against herself. You know, so they're bragging about all the things she's not saying.
I think Vice President Harris has been incredibly brave to roll out an ambitious economic agenda, because we all know how this works. The more details you share, the more your policies are going to get picked apart. But she's saying
Well, I don't want to say anything because it'll be criticized. Quite the reveal, isn't it? But I think it's probably important to crack that door a little bit, shall we? Let's crack that door. Let's take a listen to some of the things these sick freaks believe.
And on the issue of access to reproductive health care, for example, and again, it's my background, perhaps fighting for justice through the courts, I am prepared to say that for any state that passes a law that violates a woman's constitutional right to reproductive health care, that our Department of Justice will stop that law from going into effect.
Excuse me? States are sovereign. States are sovereign things. The federal government is not some Lord High Commander over the states deciding what the states can and can't do. The federal government has limited things it's allowed to do. The states have limited things they're allowed to do. But in no way is the federal government, especially the DOJ, just something the president can order to attack a state that passes a law you don't like. Unless, of course, you see yourself as an all-powerful communist dictator. And unless, of course, you see your DOJ as being your enforcement arm. This statement, it's an older statement. This statement, the number of things in this statement that are shocking, it's a lot of them.
And on the issue of access to reproductive health care, for example.
Let's pause right there for a second. Remember, communists lie at all times about everything. Remember, language is super, super important. The communist knows it's important. Republicans don't know it's important. They just feel like they can say whatever they want, and you don't have to be purposeful about it. Just speak. But because the communist is lying at all times, they're finding new ways to describe the horrific things that they want to do. And of course, abortion, which is awful under any circumstances, it's awful. It's labeled as reproductive health care by these people. That's just one thing.
And again, it's my background, perhaps fighting for justice through the courts. I am prepared to say that for any state that passes a law that violates a woman's constitutional right to reproductive health care.
There is no constitutional right to murder your baby.
That our Department of Justice will stop that law from going into effect.
So you're gonna do what now? Texas passes a pro-life law, and we did. You feel like you have the authority. You feel like you should be able to just go to your DOJ and say, hey, go get them. And you feel like that's something you can do. Again, the tiny windows into how these people think, into how they see themselves, into how they see the different government agencies. These tiny little door cracks are frightening, aren't they? You thought that was bad? I got a better one. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, it's been a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're talking about the little window we've seen into some of the policies that may come down if these freaking monsters take over. Speaking of Dome, here's another flashback to some stances she's taken in the past.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that.
I will snatch their patent so we can take over? And to think there are people yelling at me for calling them communists. Speaking of communists, speaking of the convention, this is a Mark Takano. I want you to listen to what he says about Tim Walz. This isn't a flashback. This happened, I think it was today or yesterday.
It's hard to remember this, but before we had the real black president, remember when Bill Clinton was supposedly the first black president? Well, Tim Walz is going to be the first Chinese vice president of our country.
Excuse me? I don't know if you've been following along with it. We haven't talked about it all that much, but Tim Walz has some extremely troubling ties to China. He adores China. He has been there about 500,000 times. They love him. He loves them. He has ties to some very shady communist Chinese interests. And now They're saying things like this.
It's hard to remember this, but before we had the real black president, remember when Bill Clinton was supposedly the first black president? Well, Tim Walz is going to be the first Chinese vice president of our country.
That little door crack, that little window we're getting into this party, it's pretty frightening, isn't it? Do you remember the name Anita Dunn? Anita Dunn. It's a name, I'm not going to say you should remember, but from now on, you should remember it. Okay, if you didn't remember it before, fine. This is a name, if you've been listening to Glenn Beck for a long time, you will remember this name. He deserves all the credit in the world. Years and years and years ago, he exposed this woman. She was communications director in Obama's White House. And like most Democrat operatives, she grew up as a committed communist and then made the natural transition into pretending to be a Democrat. She's been caught praising Mao Zedong on more than one occasion, called him, if I remember right, called him one of her favorite political philosophers. Do keep in mind that 50 million is the low estimate for how many people Mao Zedong exterminated in his time as communist dictator. Anita Dunn is a huge fan. Not only that, she's one of these. Oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, go ahead. Play it.
Actually come from two of my favorite political philosophers, Mao Zedong and Mother Teresa, not often coupled with each other, but the two people that I turn to most. In 1947, when Mao Zedong was being challenged within his own party on his plan to basically take China over, Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalist Chinese held the cities, they had the army, they had the air force, they had everything on their side. And people said, how can you win? How can you do this? How can you do this against all of the odds against you? And Mao Zedong said, you fight your war and I'll fight mine. And think about that for a second. You don't have to accept the definition of how to do things, and you don't have to follow.
Yeah, we got it. Not the only time she's spoken so lovingly of him. Anita Dunn. I want you to remember her name, and for the same reason I've wanted you to remember the names of BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. Those are three finance giants who are behind so much of the corporate communism you see. You know how I describe the system? System protects itself, the system is communist, all the institutions have joined as one, and now they're the system. You know all the things we talk about the system. Well, who runs it? Who's running the system? Well, it's never one person. The system is much bigger and more powerful than any one person. Presidents, CEOs, it doesn't matter who they are. But there is most definitely a board of directors. You can decide for yourself how big that boardroom is. You should know Anita Dunn is in that boardroom. And she is not there filling up the coffee cups and bringing extra bagels in for Chris. Anita Dunn is in there and has been in there for years as a committed communist behind the scenes guiding things. When Obama was done, Trump took over. When Anita Dunn got run out, when eventually Trump took over, Anita Dunn didn't retire. She didn't go off to the mountains because she's a religious zealot, a committed communist, stayed deeply involved in Democrat politics. Well, Anita Dunn is still out there all the time. Here's Anita Dunn.
I like to joke now that he's the volunteer in chief, along with his other jobs. But he feels very strongly that Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy, that he helped save democracy in 2020, that under him we've proven that democracy can actually deliver results to people. And now it is time for Kamala Harris to get elected and to continue that work.
That little window into these people is pretty revealing, isn't it? And of course, there's this. Yeah, little things like that. Anyway, let's get to some emails. Dear Goldfish Killer, listening to your podcast from Wednesday, you described me to a T. I have had a successful small business for the last 17 years. I was able to support my now ex-communist, our son, and myself without anyone else bringing anything in. The numbers started declining about 2 years ago, but I was still able to pay my bills. I went from making $60,000 a year to now I have made less than $8,000 so far this year. My credit card is maxed. I am losing the home I've resided in for the last 10 years. I am having to move across the country for good to my home in Florida, leaving my son behind. I am crushed as I am fearful that his mom slash schools will change him into a communist. I've instilled that we say grace before eating. God made you a boy. If someone says you can become a girl, they're lying to you. I just can't afford to live here in California, and I'm being forced to live where I don't need to pay rent. My heart is breaking. P.S. He knows what causes inflation and can tell anyone how it happens. He's 4 years old. His name is Scott. Said I could say his name. If you wouldn't mind, please say a prayer for Scott and everyone going through it right now. This is not uncommon. This, I get these emails, and I love them. It's not that I love them, right? They hurt. Please keep sending them to me. I like to read them. I like to remind people of the stakes, remind people what folks are going through across the country right now. And it makes things like this so much more absurd and aggravating.
I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm stealing from Peter to pay Paul. And I know it's cyclical. I know, you know, you can't blame the sitting president for everything that's wrong. You can't blame past presidents for everything that's wrong. But come on, guys, we've got to do something.
Again, that was earlier this summer. I checked in with Michelle again after President Biden dropped out of the race.
How do you feel about the race now?
This is going to sound crazy, but I feel better because I don't know. I know I said on my last interview, like, don't really hear from Kamala, but I think I'm with Kamala. I've watched her. I think she has to get her feet wet. She was only the vice president, like, she, you know, but I think a woman running this country. Oh, God, I hope.
People being destroyed. That woman herself being destroyed, but she can't wait to vote for more of it because Kamala's a woman. Friggin' maddening, right? All right, let's do some emails before we get back to other things. Let's first talk about the rough greens, shall we? We talk about natural herbal supplements all the time. You know, rough greens was created by a naturopathic doctor. Dennis Black, his name is Green Beret. Rough greens is the only chance your dog has at getting nutrition. Your dog does not get nutrition from dog food. He gets it from rough greens. It's powder. It's just green powder. But it's packed full of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and probiotics. Everything your dog needs to live longer. Do you want your dog to live longer? Pour rough greens on your dog's food. 833-33-MY-DOG gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Free. Or you can go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Had to hold out there just so I could play the air drums as you did, as Phil Collins brought us back. You people listening to the podcast didn't get to enjoy it. Just like play air drums in your mind and imagine me playing air drums, and it was epic. Remember, you can podcast the show if you don't hear every single second. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, and don't forget to send some emails. We're going to do a bunch of emails before we get back to politics, and they're handing out free abortions and stuff. Golly. Jesse, my daughter, Morgan Renee, 7, an America-loving little girl that has a decent understanding of being an anti-communist, made the decision to accept Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior a few days ago, and I was hoping you'd give her a shout-out on the air. I pick her up from school every day. We listen to you on the way home, and as we cook dinner, she would absolutely love to hear it, if possible. Thank you for all you do. Keep fighting the good fight. Feel free to say our names. Of course, it's from Sean. Morgan, well done, young lady, and congratulations. That's more important than anything I do. Well done. Jesse, is there a chance you would be the special guest on Tucker with Tucker on September 18th in Rosenberg, Texas? I'd come to the show if you were there. Did the word get out? Chris, did you guys leak this out on social media or something? You people were amazed. Okay, well, allow me to explain, because the answer to that question is yes. You know, I'm friends with Tucker Carlson. And he's just started, I don't know if he's had his first date yet, but it's coming, this huge live tour. He's touring the country in various states and cities. And so he's going to this city and he's got Don Jr. And he's going to this city and he's got this guy. And he's, so he has one guest on in each one of these live shows. When he comes to, it's essentially Houston, Rosenberg, Texas. It's in the Houston area. He's coming to Houston. He asked me a couple weeks ago if I would be his guest for that show. And yes, actually, I am the guest for that show. So, in fact, I told you, I think it was last week or the week before, that I wouldn't be here September 18th. Well, congratulations. Now you know why. I have no idea how that leaked. It's like a boat that's made of freaking cheesecloth around here. Either way, the word leaked. Yes, it's me. If you're in the Houston area, I know that does not help or affect like 99.9% of you right now. But if you're in the Houston area on September 18th, want to come see? Go get a ticket. Chris, can you check? Are they even able to get tickets right now, or are they already sold out? What does that mean, Chris? You're nodding as if I can hear what you're saying. What? What is it? You can get tickets? How much are they? $80? Oh, I'm worth that. Definitely. And they're not sold out. They're not sold out. Okay, do I dare ask the website, Chris? Do you think you could maybe provide? Could you be forward thinking? What, I don't want to tell them to just Google it. You have to help people, Chris. Or you have to help people. Help people help themselves. It's, and what's the website? It's on Tucker Carlson's website. Why are you being difficult? There's like a .com here. Oh, it's TuckerCarlson.com? Oh, I probably, in your defense, I probably should have known that was it. In hindsight, I wish I hadn't pressed that so hard. It's on TuckerCarlson.com. So there, you're in the Houston area, or you're going to be in the area, or you just feel like flying to see me, TuckerCarlson.com. I think there's even some VIP thing too. I don't have any idea what this entails because I don't ask questions. I didn't even ask what we're going to be talking about. You know me. I just make stupid decisions and show up and then just discuss whatever's on my mind. But I think there's like some meet and greet thing with me and Tucker too. Obviously, most people will be there to see me, and then there'll be a couple people who want to see Tucker. Jesse, I don't understand how a president can just ignore immigration laws and nothing can be done about it. He took an oath to uphold the Constitution, which includes the law of the land. Where are the lawyers? Please explain. All right. I wasn't sure if I was even going to bring this up, but I'm going to bring this up again. Immigration and what's happening right now with the West in America. So there's a story out of Mississippi. There is a young boy, 10-year-old boy. He was assaulted terribly. He was raped by an illegal that Joe Biden let into the country. And it's a terrible story. I wouldn't even look into it. It's friggin' awful. It sickens me. It sickens me to my core. And it sickens me because all these rapists and murderers and gangs and all these people, they were all let in on purpose. Everything that's being done to us, and I will answer the question. I'll come back to it. Everything that's being done to us is being done on purpose. And even now in an election year, it's not as if Democrats are hiding this. Yeah, you've heard Dome say a couple things about how she's going to secure the border. But for the most part, they're still just being pretty open about it. This is Governor Ratchet of Michigan.
What we need to do is have a system, an immigration system that works, number one. We need to secure the border.
Pause on that for a second. What's that mean? We need to have an immigration system that works. I'll play it again.
What we need to do is have a system, an immigration system that works.
What's that mean? Do you know? Well, don't say you do because you don't, because no one does. Why do they talk like this? This is that tightrope, and I'll play the rest of it. We're going to talk about this a lot. This is that tightrope Democrat politicians now walk at all times in the country. They talk like that. So if you're a normal Democrat, you know, an older, maybe union type Democrat, and you don't want the border open, and you hear her say this.
What we need to do is have a system, an immigration system that works.
You might hear, oh, okay, so they do want to secure it. They want to do something. They don't want it to be wide open. If you're one of the animals chanting death to America in Chicago right now, you hear her say that. Maybe you'll hear, nice, that's code for amnesty. But that's a big reason they talk the way they talk. We're going to have a long talk about not just America, Western civilization, illegal immigration, and I will answer the question, how can they just ignore the laws? Before I do that, I want to talk about ignoring things. Pain. Pain is not something you can ignore. It is, it's going to affect your life in horrible ways. It's the daily nagging pain that, honestly, it shortens your life. It hurts your relationships. You're shorter tempered. You're angry. It hurts your sleep at night, which again, shortens your temper, makes you angry, makes you less energetic, less efficient at work. The daily pain you're ignoring is pain you should be going after, and you should be going after it in a drug-free way. You should be fighting it naturally. That's what Relief Factor is. It's a daily supplement. You take it every day. It helps support your body's natural response to pain. That back pain doesn't have to be there. That pain in your leg that's bothering you, all that doesn't have to be there. You don't ignore it. And don't take something to mask it. Attack it. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Relieffactor.com. We still have an hour. We'll talk some illegal immigration next. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bruce Bozzi. On my podcast, Table for Two, we have unforgettable lunch after unforgettable lunch with the best guest you could possibly ask for. People like Matt Bomer, Emma Roberts, and Colin Jost.
Did you say a Caesar salad with lobster?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Our second season is airing right now, so you can catch up on our conversations that are intimate and often hilarious. Listen to Table for Two with Bruce Bozzi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.